For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. A measure providing tax breaks for Boeing to build its 777X passenger jet in Missouri is one step closer to passage. Last night, legislation was approved by two legislative committees. Marshall Griffin has details.
First, a Missouri Senate committee passed their version of the bill, followed a few hours later by a House committee passing its version. There are no major differences in the two versions. Both would provide $150 million in incentives to Boeing to build the 777X near Lambert Airport. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay testified that Boeing has a proven track record of creating jobs and fueling the economy.
We're not talking about a fly-by-night company here. We're talking about a company that knows what it's doing, that's going to be doing something really big.
Former House member Carl Bearden, the lone opposition witness, questioned the accuracy of the numbers used to craft the bill. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Meanwhile, the full Missouri Senate is set to take up the bill today. Monday, the Columbia City Council changed the definition of a family in the city code to include domestic partnerships. KBIA's Kate Grumke tells us more about what this means for the LGBT community.
The code that restricts how many unrelated adults can live in a home was originally meant to curb overcrowding, with special recognition for married couples and their children. But City Council Representative Michael Trapp says the code needed an update to make it more inclusive.
It reflects the community consensus of tolerance and acceptance, and that it was on the consent agenda because it was really not a controversial decision at all, but just catching our law up to how folks are living now.
In the Human Rights Campaign's yearly report on cities and equality, Columbia got a 74 out of 100 for its support of LGBT community members. This was much higher than Jefferson City's score of 12, but not as good as St. Louis and Kansas City's perfect 100s. Changing the definition of family is the type of thing that could improve Columbia's score for next year's report. Sarah Mitchell is a volunteer at the Center Project, a Columbia-based resource center serving sexuality and gender-based communities. She thinks Columbia is a great place to live in terms of the sense of acceptance the LGBT community feels.
You know, even though it is in Missouri, and, you know, we're kind of known for being a little bit more conservative, I think Columbia in itself is kind of a great place to live in terms of the community and support that the LGBT community gets.
Couples who would like to register as a domestic partnership can see if they are eligible and register at gocolumbiamo.org. Kate Grumke, KBIA News.
A Missouri House Interim Education Committee is recommending changes to student transfers, more funding for early childhood education, and increased learning time for students. The panel held 11 public meetings throughout the state this fall and released its report Tuesday to the House Speaker. One of its major topics was Missouri's law allowing students in unaccredited districts to transfer to neighboring districts. The committee recommended setting a fixed rate of tuition that schools receiving transfer students could charge. It also suggested prescribing the scope of receiving districts' control over the numbers and conditions of transfers they accept. The panel also recommended that the legislature look at providing more money for early childhood education and longer school days for students, especially those who struggle academically or attend troubled districts. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.